It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to look at some ending blends, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper with your pencil. And then you may put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. So we are going to look at the top of our paper where our picture is, and we are going to look for this word. I'm going to sound out the end of it. Ready? Insect, 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 insect. Do you see an insect on our paper? There's more than one. Do you see an insect? Yes, me too. Look. All right, let's start. Wow, they're outside, so they're gonna see some. Let's start with the butterfly. Let's color the butterfly purple. A butterfly is an insect. Insect. Do you hear that at the end? The last two sounds in insect are a C and a T, and they're coming together and being our ending blend. Insect. All right, put down your purple crayon. Do you see the grasshopper? What color should we color the grasshopper? Yes, let's color it green. A grasshopper is also an insect. Insect. Another word like insect with that C-T ending blend is protect, protect. It has that C-T at the end, protect, protect. All right, put down your green crayon. Do you see there are three that kind of look like ladybugs in the grass and on the leaf? Okay, do you see the big ladybug by the girl? Let's color that one first. Let's color it red, the one by the girl. Another word that ends like insect and protect is act, act. The C and the T are kind of coming together, act, act. It's a C and a T. We're not going to have any words that begin with C and T, but we have words that end in C and T. Okay, scoot over. Let's color the ladybug on the ground and on the leaf. Let's color those red also. Insect. You can kind of hear that C and that T coming together. Insect. Insect. Protect. Act. All right. You can put down your red crayon. Here's another one that ends like insect, and it sounds a lot like it. Inspect. Inspect. We've got that CT ending blend, inspect. All right, he, the little boy, has a magnifying glass because he is going to inspect the insect. See that? Let's color the magnifying glass. He's holding it up to his face. Don't color the middle, the inside, but let's color the handle and the round part on the outside. Let's color it blue, the handle of the magnifying glass and the outside. Inspect has our CT ending blend. Inspect, inspect, like protect and insect and act. And what about fact? All of these have that CT. It's a fact. You can inspect an insect because it's a fact. All you have to do is act. All right, put down that blue crayon. We have another one that we can look for, but it's going to be a different ending. We're not going to have it be the CT ending blend. We're going to change it to our FT ending blend. For example, raft, raft. You got that? Raft. Yes, raft. So let's color the raft orange. You see it in the pond or in the lake? Raft ends with an F-T, raft, raft. It doesn't end like inspect or protect, but it ends with F-T, raft, raft. It also has a T at the very end, but the F comes before it, not a C. So we're coloring the raft orange. And then do you see the oars? That's what you would row the raft with. Row, row, row your boat. Don't color those orange. Leave those alone. We're going to color those yellow. So find your yellow crayon. Let's color the oars yellow. That's what you would row, row, row your boat. Raft ends with an F-T ending blend. Okay, what about this one? Look for this one. G-ift. G-ift. Gift. I don't know why there's a gift laying there in the middle of the grass. Maybe there's some magnifying glass in it for the girl. Let's color the polka dots on the gift. Just the polka dots. Let's color those green. Just color the polka dots. So gift ends the same way as raft. If we change, let's make a nonsense word for the gift. So instead of a G sound at the beginning, instead of G, can you change the G to a, let's do hift, hift. What about change this hift to lift? Can we lift up the gift? Now color the bow green also. On the gift, color the bow green also. So gift, lift. What about rift? Rift. Sometimes if you get in an argument with somebody, you can say we're in a little bit of a rift. There's a rift between us. It's a little bit of an argument. Okay, let's put down our green crayons and color the rest of the gift blue. Color the rest of the gift blue. So the polka dots are green and the bow is green, but we're going to color the rest of the gift blue. This is where you really have to listen. So gift, raft, lift, rift, hift, all of these end with our F-T ending blend. F-T ending blend. Okay, here's another one. Put down your blue crayon. O-F-T. O-F-T. Left. Someone left that gift on the ground. Also, who is to the left of the gift? It can be a direction. Who is to the left of the gift? The girl is to the left of the gift when you're looking at this picture. So let's color the girl's shirt pink. Find a pink crayon. Even color the ice cream cone pink. The ice cream and the cone, color it all pink. She is to the left of the gift. Left ends with F-T, like raft and gift and rift. And rift. Okay. So we gave her a pink shirt. Now let's give her a purple skirt. Go ahead and color any kind of purple. She is to the left of the gift. All right. Go ahead and put down all your crayons. Here's another one. Do you see the airplane over there on the grass? Do you see the airplane? Well, another word we could call that is aircraft. Aircraft. It's a type of aircraft. A helicopter is a type of aircraft. A blimp is a type of aircraft. This airplane laying in the grass, it's a toy, is a type of aircraft. Craft. Let's color the airplane red. Any kind of red will work for me. Color the aircraft red. Craft. Could also be you get out your scissors and your glue and some construction paper and you clean up after yourself because you don't make a big mess after you make a craft. And then you're doing a craft. You might do crafts in school. My kids and I do crafts. We love to do crafts. Craft ends with an F-T. Okay, put down your red crayon. Before we move on, I saw another object in our picture that ends with C-T, like inspect and like insect. And I just said one of them. I found another object. Object ends with that ending sound. Does object end with C-T or F-T? Object. C-T. Okay, ready? It's sunglasses on the girl. They are there to protect. Protect is that word we've already used. Let's color her sunglasses. Let's make them orange. Let's make them orange. Just the outside. Don't color the inside. Let's color the outside of her sunglasses orange. They protect your eyes. They are an object that can protect your eyes. So we're just doing the outside frames. We're going to let her see through. We don't want to color it too much. But let's take our pencil and shade in the inside of the sunglasses. Just lightly shade it in with your pencil. Because sunglasses have a darker lens on them to protect. Protect has that CT sound at the end. Okay, I didn't want to forget that one. Protect. It's an her sunglasses are an object that will protect her eyes from the sun. And the boy will inspect all the insects. And the raft will float away. All right, find your pencil. We were just holding it. Scoot down to number one. We are going to look at these pictures across the row. And we are going to look for the pictures that end with our CT ending blend like object. And protect and inspect. So, number one, there's a boy lifting a box. Lift. Does that end with our CT? Protect. No, skip it. What about ant? No, I don't hear a CT. Oh, she's looking in her mirror, and the mirror will reflect her image back to her. Reflect. Does that have our CT? Let's listen again. Reflect. Yes, circle that. The mirror will reflect your image back to you. What about belt? It ends with a T, but does it end with a CT? Belt. Nope, leave it alone. Oh, look, craft. Craft. It ends with a T, but is it a CT? Craft. Nope. What about this? It has a check mark. It's correct. Correct. Yes, circle that paper with a check mark. It's correct. It has our CT. Now let's go back to number one and draw a box around the ones that end with an F-T, like raft. So the first one, the boy will lift the box, lift. Does that end with F-T, like raft? Yes. Draw a box around it. Make a square, not a circle. Okay. What about ant? Does that have an F-T at the end? Ant. Nope. And then we have a circle around reflect. What about belt? Does that have an F-T? Belt. Nope. What about craft? He's got scissors and construction paper. Craft. Does it have an F-T? Craft. Yes. No, don't circle it. Put a square around it. Square. Square. Draw a box. Okay, let's check it. You should have a box around the boy who's lifting a box. You should have a circle around the girl looking in the mirror because that will reflect her image. You should have a box around the boy doing a craft. And you should have a circle around the paper with a check mark in it because it's correct. All right, let's go down to number two. Let's read that word. It says act. Fact. Trace the CT. That's our ending blend. Fact. Scoot over. It has the FA. We need our ending blend. CT. Scoot over. Let's write the whole word. Fact. F-A. C-T, fact. Let's check it. You should have F-A-C-T. All right, scoot down to number three. Let's read this one. S-oft, s-oft. soft ends with our FT. Trace the circle around the FT. That's our ending blend, soft. We have SO if you scoot over. We need to write FT to finish the word. And scoot over, let's write the whole word. S-A-A-A-O-F-T. F-T. Let's check it. You should have S-O-F-T. All right, scoot down to number four. Oh, look. She is going to act on the stage. Let's write the word act. A-A-A-A. Act. What ending blend are we going to write? Act. C-T or F-T? C-T. Check it. You should have A-C-T. That's a little word. Just has to be letters. Itty bitty. Okay, scoot over to number five. He's holding up his left hand. Let's write left. O-L-F-E. Left. Are we going to write C-T or F-T? Left. F-T. Let's check it. You should have L-E-F-T. You can put your pencil down because we did the whole activity. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.